Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Art Ciccarelli. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Stone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dean Stone. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mauch moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triandos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to second. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mock scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mock strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Pyburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pyburn moves to second. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pyburn scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breidwesser. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Breidwesser steals second. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Breidwesser scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. There goes Gardner. The throw from Daly to second, and Gardner is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Dean Stone. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pyburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Mock moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Mock moves to third. Williams moves to second. Hal Brown now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Mock scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Breidwesser takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to second. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Hal Brown. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly is hit by the pitch. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Daly scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 5, Red Sox, 5. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauch takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first, with Zivarink covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jim Pyburn. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing right field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zverink fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Zverink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zverink bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Breidwesser moves to second. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Consolo for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porterfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kell reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Porterfield covering. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Orioles. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boyd hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mauch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's Orioles, 6, Red Sox, 6. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Gene Mauch. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Zavarink covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Breidwesser hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Zavarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zavarink is 0-for-0 in the game. Zavarink strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.